USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Wednesday, the House of Representatives voted to impeach President Trump on account of incitement of insurrection. The tally, 232 to 197, was mostly down party lines, with all 222 Democrats and 10 Republicans in the House voting to impeach. Former Michigan Governor Rick Snyder has been charged with willful neglect of duty that left the city of Flint, Michigan with lead-contaminated water for a regional outbreak of Legionnaires' disease in 2014. Snyder and others were scheduled to appear in court on Thursday. No governor in Michigan's 184-year history had been charged with crimes related to their time in office. Former 2020 U.S. presidential candidate Andrew Yang on Wednesday said he will run for mayor of New York City as a Democrat in this year's elections. Yang attempted to become the Democrat Party's nominee for presidency last year with a pledge to create a universal basic income that would pay every American $1,000 a month. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or more importantly, if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare, and MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing program. It's been around for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. And get this, over the years, MediShare members have shared more than $2 billion of each other's medical bills, so they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is around $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. There's no pressure. They're super easy to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A report card on how states are doing with the COVID-19 vaccine rollout. USA Radio News' Tim Berg takes a look.
North Dakota has done the best job of administering the COVID-19 vaccine to residents. The state has used 73% of the vaccine doses it received from the federal government. Next on the list were South Dakota, West Virginia, and Connecticut. At the bottom of the list is Arkansas, which has administered just 16% of the doses it received. Other states near the bottom include Georgia, Alabama, Arizona, and South Carolina. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Another social media company has silenced President Trump. Snapchat permanently banned President Trump from its platform on Wednesday. A company spokesperson says, in the interest of public safety and based on his attempts to spread misinformation, hate speech, and incite violence, which are clear violations of our guidelines, we have made the decision to permanently terminate his account. Thanks for listening. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Articles of impeachment will now be brought against President-elect Joe Biden. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki reports.
Georgia Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene announced Wednesday night that she would file articles of impeachment against President-elect Joe Biden on his first day in office. The freshman Republican tells Newsmax TV her motivations for filing those charges.
Yes, I would like to announce on behalf of the American people, we have to make sure that our leaders are held accountable. We cannot have a president of the United States that is willing to abuse the power of the office of the presidency and be easily bought off by foreign governments, foreign Chinese energy companies, Ukrainian energy companies. So on January 21st, I will be filing articles of impeachment on Joe Biden.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Looks like Luigi and Mario are taking a backseat for a while. Universal Studios in Japan announced that Super Nintendo World will not be opening next month as planned. The Nintendo-themed zone of the Osaka Park was supposed to open on February 4th after its launch was delayed from last year. But with Osaka being placed under a state of emergency declaration yesterday until February 7th, that's no longer going to happen. A spokesman says it will announce a new opening date once the state of emergency has been lifted. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.